Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert vom Thermen- und Vulkanland Steiermark. Jetzt buchen. Thermen-Vulkanland.at.
FM4.
Here come the news headlines. The EU is ready to retaliate against US import tariffs. And the UN says over 300 children were killed in Gaza over the past 10 days. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has warned that the EU is ready to retaliate against the US if President Trump imposes new import tariffs on its products. Trump announced on Sunday that all countries would face new tariffs this week without providing any specific details. He's expected to announce the new tariffs on Wednesday. Economist Maria Martinez says the global economy would be affected if Trump goes ahead with his plan.
I think global trade we take a hit. I think there will be a reduction in trade that we haven't seen in a long time, except the pandemic era. And on top of that, of course, we are going to have a high increase in prices, and the consumer will see greater inflation on goods and services that they buy on a daily basis. And of course, much less choice. So the consumer will definitely worse off.
The United Nations says Israel's renewed offensive in Gaza has left over 300 children dead and some 600 others wounded in the past 10 days alone. The BBC's Mike Thompson has more details.
UNICEF statistics make grim reading. The agency says at least 322 children have been killed since Israel resumed its intense bombardments mid-last month. The figures include those who died in an Israeli strike on the surgical unit at southern Gaza's Al-Nusra Hospital. Since the conflict began 18 months ago, more than 15,000 children have reportedly been killed and nearly a million displaced. There's been no comment from Israel so far on UNICEF's figures, but the government has pledged to continue its fight against Hamas.
Finland today said it was planning to quit a global convention barring anti-personnel landmines and would boost defence spending to at least 3% of GDP by 2029 in response to the evolving military threat from Russia. Poland and the Baltic countries of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania said last month they would withdraw from the 1997 Ottawa Convention due to threats posed by neighbouring Russia. By opting out of the treaty, Finland, which guards NATO's longest border with Russia, could start stockpiling landmines again to have them at hand should the need arise. Looking at tomorrow's weather, mostly cloudy with some rain showers in the eastern half of the country, while also with lively to strong westerly winds, but some intervals in... Some sunny intervals in the west. Yes, Hal, I know, I always sort of stumble through the weather. But anyway, and temperatures will range from 7 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, Liz.
Whenever we hear sound, we are changed. We are no longer the same.
Sounds like...
No longer the same.
FM4.
Yeah, this Tuesday afternoon, it's with me, Hal Rock. Good afternoon. Here comes Portugal the Man. They are feeling it still, lucky people.
You keep my hands on myself. Six, nine.
Yeah, I'm on the rise, on the way, yeah, I'm on the rise. Mind your business, I'm mind and mine. Mind your business, I'm mind and mine. Mind your business, I'm mind and mine. Alright, okay, shit, let's talk infatuations. I like long black dick and I like long conversations. I like cuddling with my cats and I like boys who have a smell to them. Controversy king, yeah, I love to raise hell to them. Just show me mercy, y'all hate, I don't deserve it. I heard the shit y'all say about me when y'all in them churches. Y'all stinky booty bitches take my fun and make it misery. Hey, 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 bitch, I'm still making history. Okay, I'm global, I'm back to taking over. This shit is gonna get scary like the ending of October. I told you that I told you long ago up on the roads that I got just what they wanted in. Boy, I'm blessed, I'm born to win. I'm shitting on niggas like Scat Pawn, I'm the one they turn they back on. Got fans in Brazil, I'm that known. Fell off for a minute, now I'm back on. I just do what I want, I don't care what they like. Say it with me, nigga. Bitch, I'm back like Jay Christ.
Dream on, when it go and get tough, dream on. When it all gets rough, dream on. Dream on, 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 dream.
I got my wristwatch out like on D-Lo. Walk into the party, everybody be like, there you go. Baby, I'm a boss, I'm the CEO.
Baby, I'm that nigga, I'm that boy, I'm that Negro.
I just put my leg on bling blow like I'm D-Lo. I just put my daddy in the house, I am D-Go. Baby, I'm a boss, I'm a CEO.
tough, dream on. When it all gets rough, dream on. Dream on, dream on, dream on, dream on.
Fuck it up, dream. I dream ain't got no draws on. Ain't got no draws on. Dream ain't got no draws on. Ain't got no draws on.
You a dream world and you listening to
Dream Boy.
Sounds like FM4.
Kann man bitte Daddy? Kann man bitte Daddy Zeit stoppen? Ja, huh. Ja, kann man bitte wer die Zeit stoppen? Alles geht mir viel zu schnell. Kannst du wieder mal vorbeikommen? Ich vermiss dich kriminell. Ja, die Zeit fliegt noch vor sich hin. Winter in Wien war so schwer. Und wenn ich ganz ehrlich bin, ich vermiss dich sehr. Denk doch an uns vor einem Jahr, da waren wir noch so unbeschwert. Jetzt kann ich nächtelang nicht schlafen, weil mein Doppelbett ist leer.
Die Sonne küsst mein Auge, aber ich bin so allein. Auf der Parkbank da am Karlsplatz waren wir doch mal zu zweit. Gleicher Ort und gleicher Duft, aber alles ist so anders. Ja, ich frag mich, wo du bist. Ja, ich frag mich, kann man bitte mehr die Zeit stoppen?
Ha, stopp.
Alles geht mir viel zu schnell. Und kannst du wieder mal vorbeikommen? Ich vermiss dich kriminell. Kann man bitte wer die Zeit stoppen? Ich will vergessen diese Welt. Ich will wieder mal für zwei kochen. Sag mir, warum bist du weg? Warum bist du weg?
Tausend Dinge, die ich sehe, aber nicht so schön wie du. Tausend Momente, die ich lebe, aber keiner ist so gut wie die, die wir gemeinsam hatten. Nein, ich kann es gar nicht fassen. Gestern warst du hier, heute bist du nur noch Schatten.
Doch es wird wieder spät. Ich hoffe so sehr, du bist okay. Ich will dich endlich wiedersehen. Sag mir, warum musst du gehen? Ja, warum musst du gehen?
Ja,
warum
bitte musst du die Zeit gehen? Alles geht mir viel zu schnell. Kannst du wieder mal vorbeikommen? Ich vermiss dich kriminell. Kann man bitte mehr die Zeit stoppen? Ich will vergessen diese Welt. Ich will wieder mal für zwei kochen. Sag mir, warum bist du weg? Warum bist du weg? Warum bist du weg?
Ben Clean with Sight Stoppen. That's his current single. Bringing time round to very nearly 15 minutes past 3 o'clock. You into movies? Well, a new FM4 film podcast has just gone online. In this particular episode, we look at two very different films where the characters are caught up in the pitfalls of show business. In The Last Showgirl, for example, Pamela Anderson plays an aging dancer in Las Vegas who is forced to think about her future. It's not just the acclaimed leading actress who shines in this Gia Coppola film. The entire cast, the star, and the soundtrack, I'm told, are captivating. And then there is the most recent FM4 Kino Premiere, Kneecap. It's a fast-paced mix of fiction and fact that follows the young Irish rap trio of the same name. Now, in their discussion about the highly acclaimed meta biopic, Pia Reiser and Christian Fuchs are joined in the studio by FM4 hip-hop specialist Stefan Trisches Trischler.
Und dann war ich mit dem Film fertig und habe gedacht, jetzt würde mich mal interessieren, wie schaut denn so ein Auftritt von Kneecap eigentlich aus? Und bin auf YouTube gegangen und habe Kneecap Concert oder so eingegeben. Und dann habe ich einen Clip gesehen und gedacht, ah, lustig, das sind jetzt ja wieder diese Schauspieler. Vielleicht haben die aus Promo-Gründen ein Konzert gegeben. Und nach dem dritten Video habe ich kapiert, das sind die. Die spielen sich selber. Und ich war so doof, dass ich es am Anfang nicht verstanden habe. Und dann hat mir der Film gleich nochmal besser gefallen, weil ich mir gedacht habe, ich weiß nicht, welchem Rap-Trio oder Rap-Duo ich zutrauen würde, dass sie sich selber auch so gut spielen. Das finde ich ist eigentlich eine deiner schwersten Aufgaben, oder?
Ich denke auch. Ich war davon auch sehr, sehr positiv überrascht, dass das so gut funktioniert und eben sie sich ja dann gleichzeitig auch als Parodien ihrer selbst offensichtlich sehr gerne da darstellen. Also sie machen sich über sich selbst ja die ganze Zeit lustig in diesem Film eigentlich. Also sie dürften nicht besonders große Egos haben, oder wenn, haben sie sie für den Film gut zur Seite gesteckt.
There you go. As a bonus, by the way, this episode of the FM4 Film Podcast begins with short reviews of the dystopian thriller The Assassination and the Diagonale hit How to Be Normal. Check it out. The FM4 Film Podcast is online now and will be online for the next 60 days. Got plenty of time to have a listen.
Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Indigo, where were you when I needed you most? Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
Fear. Wir haben da was ganz Tolles, Spannendes, Schönes für euch.
Das FM4 Überraschungskonzert. Demnächst gratis und streng geheim. Mit Kari Kari. Wir spielen ein Überraschungskonzert für euch.
Oh yeah!
Am Tag vor dem Konzert erfährst du auf FM4 und unseren Socials Zeitpunkt und Ort des Konzerts. Registrier dich auf fm4orf.at/Überraschungskonzert.
Wir suchen immer nach dem Vibe und es ist ein bisschen Rock'n'Roll.
Wie immer bei freiem Eintritt.
Tegan and Sarah with Back in Your Head. It is coming up on 28 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hal Rock with you this Tuesday afternoon. April Fool's Day, and I've been trying to find out some interesting things that happened on April Fool's Day. I told you earlier on that it was on this day in 2004 that Google launched Gmail. Well, I've just found out something else. It was on this day in 2001 that the Netherlands became the first country
to grant equal marriage rights to same-sex couples. Yes, seems like that was a really long time ago, and also just like yesterday. It's really weird feeling. Anyway, the world hasn't come to an end, so we're glad about that. This one comes from Jesse Ware, Free Yourself.
Sabá bule, 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 sabá bule Sababule, Sabunumanu. Sababule, 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 Sabunumanu.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
One DG, but just got me a black man, and one check me.
Oh, yes. Telling it like it is. And taking us back to what? Must be the early 90s, that one, yeah? From Chris One.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound,
sound of the police.
That's the sound of the police.
Whoop, whoop.
That's the sound of the beast.
It's coming up on, what's that, 19 minutes to 4 o'clock.
Wow, darauf hast du lang gewartet. Ein brandneues Gartenprojekt. Mäh es, pflanze es, spül es. Jetzt sogar mit Mega-Rasensprenger-Upgrade. Wow, das ist die Action für deinen Garten. Worauf wartest du? Komm jetzt zu Hornbach und freu dich wie ein Kind.
Woman präsentiert Österreichs größtes Shopping-Event. Am 3. April ist Woman Day mit den besten Rabatten auf die Must-Haves der kommenden Saison. Nur in Shops mit dem offiziellen Woman Day-Logo. Mehr auf womanday.at.
Was sagst du? Wie wird's der Sommer?
Sehr stylisch. Denn Designer-Sonnenbrillen von Calvin Klein Jeans, Donna Karan New York, Karl Lagerfeld und Davidoff gibt's bei Hartlauer um nur 129 Euro.
Und für Brillenträger?
Gibt es jetzt Sonnengläser in der passenden Sehstärke gratis dazu. Hartlauer.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Beim Fleisch genießen keine Gedanken über die Herkunft machen ist leicht. Bei Biller. Bei uns ist Frischfleisch von günstig bis zu unserer höchsten Bioqualität immer zu 100% aus Österreich. 100% genießen bei Biller und Biller Plus.
Von Zeit zu Zeit ist man verwirrt, ob Wahrheit wirklich existiert. Doch Wahrheit ist nicht wandelbar. Sie war da und sie bleibt auch da. Da will ich hin.
Hol mich hier raus, Falter. Jetzt abonnieren. abo.falter.at.
So klingt's, wenn man bereit ist, Beton zu mischen. So, wenn man bereit ist, eine alte Wand einzureißen. Und so klingt's, wenn man bereit fürs Wohnglück ist und sich die Finanzierungszusage für das S-Bauspardarlehen direkt online holt. Klingt gut, oder? Das S-Bauspardarlehen. Sicher finanzieren, flexibel zurückzahlen. Alle Infos auf wohnglück-online.at, bei der S-Bausparkasse oder in Ihrer Erste Bank und Sparkasse.
55 Jahre Enthüllungsjournalismus von Profil haben das Land nachhaltig verändert. Von Grohr über Ibiza bis Benko. In unbequeme Wahrheiten bringt Profil Skandale und Affären live auf die Bühne und zeigt, wie wichtig unbestechlicher Aufdeckerjournalismus nach wie vor ist. Zeig Profil und sichere dir jetzt deine Karten auf akzent.at.
Sounds like FM4.
Get food. Barely eat. Every bite just kept me glued to my seat. I worried. Even cried. How'd it feel to take the light from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, 'cause you wanted the hits.
I think you're scared of being basic. That's ironic, 'cause it's reading like you're even more basic.
Let's not pretend.
Take it.
Yeah, that's funny. You're so funny.
funny.
FM4.
She's been out for a week or a little more. Again and again and again, counting all these hours at night. A single cloud was passing by, hiding the moon behind the white, she always said. You spin fast in a rope, but I didn't count. From time to time, it felt like we had chosen different worlds. Oh, the future is gonna be a new estate for you and me. At least in your eyes. Down to the upside, I can see ghost town. Second change in the land where milk and honey flows through our veins. What does an old picture tell? I thought I'd always stay the same, at least in your eyes. Down to the upper side, I can see ghosts out alone until the morning glows. Read it in your eyes. I believe in my own lies.
I'm turning 18 in 4 weeks. Still feel like a time traveling kid. Silently hope to be dead by 16, but somehow I stayed alive through the years. Leave the town that you call home. I need the rules to make me feel alone. Leave the people you greet on the street. Leave the things that make you feel complete. Tell me your name.
when I can't find my way home. The spring flowers do in the sunny days go. Some days you have to be willing to get lost, although all you long for is a place you can trust. Mama, I'm still your little girl. I still long for your. When people are cold, oh mama, I'm still your little girl. I still wear my cheeks like a rosy apple tree. Oh mama. Just learned how to shake a tall man's hand. I just learned how to shake a tall man's hand.
Yeah, young lady doing very well for herself at the moment. That was Sordal with Mama. Sordal, of course, the winner of this year's FM Fear Award at the Amadeus Music Awards. Well done to her. Bring the time round to about 6.5 minutes to 4 o'clock this Tuesday afternoon. The people of Vienna will go to the polls on April the 27th to elect a new city council and district councils as well. Now, there's a lot to know and learn about the intricacies of the Viennese elections. That's why there's a new episode of the FM4 podcast, Der Professor und der Wolf, with political scientist Peter Filzmaier and SIP2 anchor Armin Wolf. Here's an issue that people like me are very interested in.
Also ein Drittel der Menschen, die hier leben und erwachsen sind, dürfen nicht wählen. Würdest du sagen, das ist ein demokratiepolitisches Problem?
Das ist eine demokratiepolitische Herausforderung, denn wenn ein Drittel der erwachsenen Bevölkerung einerseits von allen Entscheidungen der Politik in Wien genauso betroffen ist wie jede Staatsbürgerin, jeder Staatsbürger, andererseits aber genau gar nicht mitbestimmen kann, dann führt das natürlich zu Frustration, zu Protest und so weiter. Allerdings, das wäre jetzt verfassungswidrig, wenn man denen einfach das Wahlrecht gibt, müsste also eine Veränderung der Bundesverfassung erreicht werden und dafür gibt es realistisch gesehen keinerlei politische Mehrheit.
In Wien ist dieser Anteil so hoch, weil es hier besonders viel Zuwanderung gibt. Es gibt aber auch viele Menschen mit Migrationsgeschichte, die die Staatsbürgerschaft schon haben und die wahlberechtigt sind. Und das sind so viele, dass sie mittlerweile im Wahlkampf sogar eine eigene Zielgruppe sind.
Wenn wir insgesamt 1,1 Millionen Wahlberechtigte haben, dann haben wir ein paar hunderttausend wahlberechtigte Wienerinnen und Wiener mit österreichischer Staatsbürgerschaft, aber mit Migrationshintergrund. Das sind beispielsweise 30.000 bis 70.000 Menschen mit türkischem Migrationshintergrund, je nachdem, ob man da erste Generation, also selbst eingewandert, oder zweite Generation, die Eltern sind zugewandert, zählt. Und serbischer oder ex-jugoslawischer Migrationshintergrund, das sind noch mehr. Und wir haben in diesem Wahlkampf die doch etwas kuriose Situation, dass sich ganz speziell die FPÖ um Menschen mit türkischem und serbischem Migrationshintergrund, also die, die früher mal Ausländer waren, bemüht.
There you go. You can listen to the new episode of Der Professor und der Wolf in the ORF Sound app and wherever you get your podcasts. And if you are allowed to vote, but won't be in Vienna on April 27th, then you should know that you can get a postal ballot as of now. Yes? So you can send your vote in beforehand. Okay? Good.
You're getting away. I will prove you wrong. I'll take you away.
Cool. Do you know what? I think that is almost better than the original. The more I hear it, the more it grows on me. That was Royal Otis there with Murder on the Dance Floor. And if you like that, then make sure you stick around because we got loads of fabulous stuff coming your way in the final hour of the program. Tracks from Arrested Youth, Jungle, and Hercules and Love Affair are all waiting to open up the next hour. So whatever you do, don't go away.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert vom Thermen- und Vulkanland Steiermark. Jetzt buchen. Thermen-Vulkanland.at.
FM4.
It's coming up on 4 o'clock, time for the news headlines. The EU is ready to retaliate against new US import tariffs, and Germany sees Ukraine truce efforts as deadlocked. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 news.
Donald Trump is set to announce new tariffs on all imports into the US on Wednesday. Analysts say the impact on the global economy could be significantly detrimental. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has warned that the EU is ready to retaliate against the US if Trump imposes new tariffs on its products.
We will assess tomorrow the announcements very carefully to calibrate our response. Our objective is a negotiated solution. But of course, if need be, if it is necessary, we have a strong plan to retaliate and we will use it.
The German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has described the US President Donald Trump's efforts to secure a truce in the three-year war between Russia and Ukraine as deadlocked. Arriving in Kyiv for an unannounced visit today, Baerbock said that due to the deadlock, European allies' continued support for Ukraine was absolutely crucial. Speaking at a news conference in Kyiv, she said that the United States should not be misled by any stalling tactics of the Russian President Vladimir Putin, and that there would only be real and lasting peace when Putin realized that he could not win the war. And the Swiss government today said that the value of frozen Russian assets in Switzerland due to economic sanctions on Moscow rose to some 7.4 billion euros at the end of March from 5.8 billion a year ago. It said the increase was due to the identification and blocking of additional funds. And a minute of silence was held across Myanmar today to pay respect to the victims of last Friday's devastating earthquake. Military officials say over 2,700 people were killed in the quake and hundreds more injured, but that the number is expected to rise significantly. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Aid workers in the hardest hit areas, especially in and around Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, 10 miles from the earthquake's epicenter, say there's an urgent need for shelter, food, and clean water. Rescue efforts are continuing, even though time is running out to find survivors buried under the rubble. Efforts to get relief supplies to survivors are being challenged by damaged infrastructure and poor communications, and by the ongoing civil war between Myanmar's military rulers and rebel groups.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Mostly cloudy with some rain showers in the eastern half of the country with lively to strong westerly winds. And there may be some sunny intervals in the west. Temperatures will range from 7 to 17 degrees.
Thank you, Liz.
Sounds like FM4.
A very good afternoon to you. 3 minutes past 4 o'clock. Here comes Hercules and Love Affair.
As a child I knew that the stars could only get brighter.
like FM4.
Yeah. Gather round, take a seat, sit with this. Everyone in life has gotta take a hit. Ticking time, ticking time, ticking, ticking time bomb.